is taste of gabei. You should be mutter to the chareshes with the mamonoshach. Mamonoshach, you stay living with the chareshes. In other words, make yibum with the chareshes, and then you go and give chalitza to the ketana. So mamonoshach, you be mutter with the chareshes. If she's married to you, so if you had a suffix, if you want to tell me the chareshes is a suffix, if she's married to your brother altogether or not, so mamonoshach. If she was really married to your brother, it's very good, and you made yibum, so you let her stay with her. V'lav k'nuyihi, elamai, what the other side is that your brother was not married at all to her, so why do you let her stay married to her right now? Honochmi is bialmi, she's not a stranger to you. So for what purpose does it say here, the answer is, make yibum on the chareshes, and then you have to give her a get. What do you have to give her a get for? Like if the suffix in the chareshes is, that either she's married 100%, or she's not married at all, so manashach, make yibum, that should be enough. The chitayim, maybe you want to tell me, ketano, amai tam tematchetagdo. Why do we have to wait for the ketana until she comes to gedolah, until she comes older, v'techlot, and then she makes chalitza, taste of gabei, let the ketana live with him. Taste of gabei, let the ketana stay with him. Like this, if she was married to your brother, like make yibum with the ketana, you're allowed to stay with her. If she was not married to your brother, she's also a nochriyus of yalmi, she's not a stranger, so you can say the same for her with the ketana also. In Cain, if so, then chareshes b'may tepek. Like that one, that's not a kasha. Like v'chitayim yesim yakasha, now the opposite way around. So what do we want to say now? That by the ketana, the suffix is if she was married altogether or not. That's the suffix by the ketana. So he asked the same question then. So also, make yibum on the ketana. Memonoshach shall be mutter to you. If she was your brother's wife, very good, you made yibum. If she's not your brother's wife, you gave a chalitza. So what, if she's not your brother's wife, so you're allowed to marry her anyway. She's tamanochrius. So you have the same kasha now. Like, what am I proving? That the chareshes is the suffix, is the shear? No, maybe. Maybe the, and you want to say the ketana is either yes or no, so you have the same kasha then. If the ketana is either yes or no, either the ketana is vade married or not, so again, marry the ketana, make yibum on the ketana. But manashach, it's okay. If she was really your brother's wife, you're doing yibum. If your brother was not really married to her, so she's a nachuyusa. You're allowed to marry her anyway. This the Gemara says that's not a kasha. Because in Cain, if so, chareshes b'ma teipuk. What are you going to do to the chareshes then? Like, you have to be afraid maybe your brother, like, was married to the ketana. So you're telling me now, if the son is married to the ketana, the chareshes is also really your brother's wife. It's just a little bit of a shiur. So how do you get rid of the chareshes now? You can't give a chalitza. A chareshes is lav bar chalitza. To make yibum, you can't. Because you have to be afraid, maybe the ketana was really married to your brother, and when you make yibum in her, you're not allowed to make yibum in the second one. So that's why you can't make yibum with the ketana. It doesn't save the situation here, because you're going to be stuck with the chareshes. So the kids, what you have to do is you have to give yibum to the chareshes. You have to be miyabim her. And the pshat is she for sure was married to your brother. It's only a shall do the shear or not. Now, by the ketana, when she gets older, make chalitza with her. But the shalom is that chalitza is a soft chalitza. One way you taka the chalitza means nothing, because maybe your brother wasn't married to her at all. And then taka, you would be able to stay with your first chareshes. But the other side is no, maybe your brother was also married to the ketana, and then the chalitza helps. If the chalitza helps, so now you're not allowed to stay married to the first, the chareshes. Because it's la'ivna. Once you give chalitza to one of your brother's wives, you can't have yivna with the other one. So therefore, that's the Eitzah. The Eitzah could only be is, make Yibum first with the Chareshes. And then you're going to have to give her a get. You can't stay with her. Because later you're going to have to give the Ketana Chalitza, and that's going to be Taka Sofer Chalitza. But on that side, there is a good Chalitza that passes you to stay married with the first Chareshes. Therefore, you have to give her a get. So that's the way we're staying now. That the chareshes is a svara where the brother's married to her for sure, just it's a little bit of a shiur, not 100%. The ketana is the suffix if yes or zero. Omer Rav Shesh of Shesh says, Hochadami Mestavrit. That's from Chiz, the answer, I'll leave it around. That the svara is the ketana is either yes or no, and the chareshes is for sure married to your brother, so only Yishalot is a shiur there or not. The Tanya would learn like this. Shnei Yachin, you have two brothers. Nesuyin Shtei Achoyis, was married to two sisters. Yisoymois Kitano, two brothers were married to two young sisters. So both of them was only Kedushim with Rabbanim. No, two different cases. One case. Two brothers married two young sisters. Or else the case is the two brothers married Kitana and Chareshes. One married a Kitana, one married a Chareshes. So all these Kedushas only with the Rabbanim. Now, Meis Bailo Shel Kitana is the brother that was married to the Kitana. So what do you do now? It's Chareshes Yaitse Beget. Nachman, you're right here. Now, you're telling you again. What Shnei Yachin Nesuin Shtei Achoyis. Two brothers married two sisters. Yisaimis, both of them were young ones. Kitana the Chareshes, right? One was a Kitana, a normal one, and one was a Chareshes. Now, Meis Baila Shel Kitana. Meis Baila Shel Kitana. The husband of the Kitana died. So now that husband dies, right? So Meila, his with the wife now, falls to the other brother. So now it's a sister, it's an heir to him. Because the Maisa, he's married to the sister. He's married to the Chareshes. So Lachar is, what he should do is, Chareshes Yaitse Beget. Let him get rid of his own wife. The wife that's a Chareshes, that sister, let him give her a get. Uktana, now the Ktana, Tam to Machetagdol, wait until she comes to Gedolah, Petechlatz, and give a Chalitza. But to make Yibum to her, you can't, because she's an erva to you. She's an Achais Gerushasai. She's the sister of your Gerushasai. So to make Yibum, you can't. So the only answer is to give get first to your wife, the Chareshes, and then give a Chalitza later to the Ketana when she comes to Gedolah. What about the opposite way? Meis Baala Shel Chareshes. If the husband of the Chareshes died, so now the Chareshes falls to the other brother that's married to the sister, the Ketana. So we say in such a case, Ketana Yaitse Beget, the same thing. He has to give his wife to Ketana a get. The Chareshes Asur L'Yerlam. His Chareshes now stays also L'Yerlam. There's no Yaitse for her. You can't give a Chalitza, because the Chareshes, you can't give Chalitza. You can't give a Yibum, because she's Achois Gerushosoi. She's an Erev with you, Midr Rabbanan. So Midr Rabbanan, she stays also L'Yerlam. Yeah. Again, what makes Balash Chareshes is Ketana, the one now, Yaitse Beget, you have to give her a get. The Chareshes Sur L'Yerlam. The Yimboa La Chareshes, let's say you make Yibum with the Chareshes, Meisun get, you're going to have to give her get for Yutra, and then she does become Hutra. Means Bidiyevin, if you made Yibum with the Chareshes, we say the Yibum helps, and then you can give her get. That's what it says here. So now like this. Iyarmet, if you're going to tell me Bishleima, Chareshes Kenuya, or Mashiyeres, that when your brother, the brother that married the Chareshes, they were for sure married. Just a little bit of Shiva, but not a complete Kedushin. So you'd be any Kenuya. That's called a Suffolk Kedushin. We have a suffix where the Kedushin is really chal or not. So that's very good. Mishamachi, therefore, Techibo ala Chareshes. When the brother that was married to Ketana, now, when the Chareshes falls to him, makes Yibam with her, Noisim Loget, Futra. So Maisa, the brother for sure was married to the Chareshes. So for sure there's a Zika involved right now. So when you make Yibam now, like for sure you did a Mitzvah Yibam, and you give her a get, she's Futra. The Yarmut, you say the Manashach, the Manashach. Kitana Kenuya. You were first married to the Ketana. Right, the brother that's alive now is married to the Ketana. The brother that married the Chareshes died. So now it's like this. If the one that's alive now is really married to his wife, to the Ketana, so then like we said before, Hanafka Mishom HaChasisha, then the other sister now that's fallen to Yibim is an Erva. She goes out, she's Mutal Ashok. She's your wife's sister. If you're really married to your wife, the Ketana, so now the sister that's fallen to you is an erva. It's Achoy Sishtoi. So there's no Yibam. She's mutter anyway. Elamai, what's our suffix? Ila Kenuya. The other side is no. Maybe you're not married to your wife, the Ketana. So therefore, the sister that falls to you now is not an erva. So therefore, it's very good. Miyabe, you make Yibam. Then it's very good. Why it says, if you made Yibam and gave her a get, she's also mutter. Because now a monoshach, she's mutter. On the tzad, you're married to the Ketana, she doesn't need anything, she's mutter anyway. On the tzad, you're not married to the Ketana, the Yibam Tak helps, and then the get helps. It's very good. Eli, but if you want to tell me no, Chareshes is Kenuya v'ene Kenuya.
we have a suffix if the brother that married the Chereshis, if that has Kedushin at all, if it's yes or nothing, Kitana Knuyam Sheris. But the suffix about marrying a Kitana, that we say for sure there is a Kedushin, it's just a suffix, how much is a Kedushin? If so, Kibu ala Chereshis, when the brother now lives with the Chereshis, am I nice and get Mutra? Why? Do you have to give her a get? What kind of beer is this? Have a beer psula. Lamaisa, you for sure, you're telling me now it's married to the Ketana. So this Chereshis now for sure is an heir with you. She's mama, she's wife's sister. She's an heir with you. So what kind of beer is that? It's beer psula. Or beer psula, why potra? Right? The beer psula, we're not potra. So Weiss says no. Weiss says the Sada the Ketan is called Kenuya Mashiyeris. Mashiyeris means it's a little bit left over. That there still could be some Kedushin in the sister also. But our call upon him is called the B'Yapsula for sure. And a B'Yapsula, Loi Potter does not potter her. So Melo, the other way we're learning is much better. If you learn that the Ketan is Taka the Sofik Kedushin, and the Chereshis is the Vada Kedushin, just with the Shiur, then it comes out much better. So Mar says, no. Maybe it's no raya. Hamani Reb Nechemihi. The Yoma B'Yapsula Pateras Michalitza. That maybe B'Yapsula does patera. Even though it's your wife's sister, still the B'Yap does patera. But the Mari Reb Nechemia, aim a safer. It goes according to Nechemia. What does the safer say? Mi Shoyenosu Yishtay Yisaymas. Someone was married two young ladies. Ketana Bechareshis. One was a Ketana, and one was a Chareshis. Are you saying to me they have no father? One was a Ketana, one was a Chereshis. Umeis, and now your brother died. Bo Yavam al Ketana. So the brother that's alive now makes Yibam with a Ketana. V'chozra bo al Chereshis. Then lady comes and makes Yibam with a Chereshis also. Or else the other way. Oy Shabu Achiv al Chereshis. Or else the brother comes on the Chereshis. So one brother comes with a Ketana. And then V'chozra either he himself goes on the Chereshis. Or else another brother comes on the Chereshis. His nest was shteim alof. Both of them are also right now. Ketzat haknosam. What's the yitzah now? Chareshes yitzah beget. The chareshes you have to give her a get. Uktano tamte machatag de vatechleit. Give a chalitza. Is the yam bishleim a chareshes kenuya mashiyeres? The chareshes for sure he's married to. Chitan is the stuff of kenuya vene kenuya. For rabbonin, it goes according to rabbonin. Meshemachi tamte machatag de vatechleit. Therefore, you should wait until she comes to Gedela and give a chalitza. Why? The Dilma Kodim Boil Cherish Bereisha. Vevele Bia Diktana Bia Psula. Because you have to be afraid, maybe they already made Yibam on the Chereshis. And for sure, she was your brother's wife. So then the Ketana becomes also to you. So therefore, you can't make Bia on the Ketana. Eli Yamrit. Reb Nechemyi. The what? Homa Bia Psula Potra. So why can't you make Bia on the Ketana? So right, this bride has to go according to Rabbonin, and therefore it's good. Why you can't make bia with the Ketana, you can only make a chalitza. And Omer Rav Rashi, Mereisha Nami Shvamina. From the Reish also there's a raya here. To Rabbonin he, that we go according to Rabbonin, not according to Rav Nechemia. A bia psula does not patera. The Ketana says like this, in Bua Lachareshis, if he makes bia, Yibam with the Chareshis, then nice and get, you can give her a get, Vutra becomes Mutta. For like Ketani does not say in Boala Ketana, that let's say he makes Yibam with the Ketana, is also nice and get Vutra. Why not? So the Chorotzeraya, not like the Nechemya, that of course that's called the B'Yapsula, or B'Yapsula does not patera. Tomorrow says no. This wouldn't be a good Raya. I'll tell you, Chareshis, the Pshat is the less let the count of the Tera. There's no way of a Tera. Therefore, Ketanit Tekanta the Yisura. That's why it says what happens with the Yevit. If you make the Yibam in the Chareshis, with the Yevit, she becomes Mutter. Mashenke Ketanit Yisla Ketanta the Atera. By Ketanit, there is an Eitzah. Wait until she becomes a Gedela and make a Litzah with her. So since there's a way out to do it better, Letonit Tekanta the Yisura. That's why when the Ketanit does not want to say it with the Yevit, you may be a Yibam with her to say it goes according to Nechemya that the Yevam would be a Psula with Patera. So Mela wouldn't be a Raya, it goes according to, that's not like the Rabbonin. If I call upon it from the Reish, it's a Raya. We're going according to Rabbonin, and we'll purchase our Shiloh. That by a Chareshes, we say for sure the Kinyan is Chal. So only a Shiloh, maybe it's Meshuya. Some part is left over. But the Ketana, that's the Suffolk, maybe there's no Kedushin at all. Alright, stop it.
Good. Here, holding daf kuf yud aleph from the aleph, the bottom by the Mishnah. Mishahoyu noshoy l'shtei yisoymus, ketanus. One person had two wives, both of them were young girls. Yisoymus had no father, and they're both ketanus. So the pshat is that what? Both kedushim was only mit rabbonin. They're only a ketana, they're not a bnei dayaninu, and they don't have a father. So therefore, when the man married them, they're only kedushim mit rabbonin. Umeis, and then he died. Uvo yovam al rishona. So he has a brother now. So the brother came to be miyabim, the first one. V'chaz rabo al hashniya. And then the same brother, the same yovam, came and lived with the second one. Or else, oishabo ochiv al hashniya. Or else in the case said that the first brother was miyabim, the first wife, and then the second brother was miyabim, the second wife. Which according to the second one didn't have era. Because we know when you have yibum, the yibum is only to one of them and not to two of them. See that they made yibum on the second one, the chur is not right. Still the Mishnah